This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And we have Senator James Inhofe in the studio with us. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Fast Eddie.
And I'm surprised to learn that he's a 36-year veteran of Oshkosh.
That's right. It was 36 years ago this year. In fact, my son, James Mountain Inhofe II, is with me. And we're flying we flew the same airplane up here from Oklahoma that he and I flew 36 years ago. Now, that's pretty good father and son, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You still have that airplane. That's still even more amazing.
Well, it's kind of funny because when Gulfstream bought out Grumman Aviation, I went to get one of them in the field, and there are 54 of them there. This is way back in 81. And I said, what are you doing with the rest of these? He said, well, the board's meeting in there now. And I went in there and bought all 54. So it's the largest.
Wow. That's a lot of airplanes.
Well, then I had to go out and find the money to do it. I didn't tell them I didn't have it.
Yeah, exactly.
But the deal was good, though. And all 54 of those were sold from my airport in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I had to check out 54 pilots to bring them out there.
Wow.
That's a lot of work for sure.
Well, you've been pretty busy, too. We have all heard about the third class medical reform, but that's just part of a bigger picture.
That's right. You know, people think that that's it and that's over. Do we have time? Let me go back and give you a little bit of the background on this, because having been in aviation now for 60 years in the United States Senate, I have people coming to me with problems instead of going to their senator because they know that I'm involved in this stuff. And so I always had sympathy, and I always tried to help and did help a lot of people. But until it happened to me, which was in October of 2010, when I was I had an alleged incident in South Texas. Cameron County Airport is the most southern airport down in Texas. It's right on the Mexican border and on the coast. And I'd been a developer there for some 20 years. So the airport down there I'd landed on, I counted up over 200 times. Now, I had a load of people in my, I can't remember, I think I guess my 340 at that time, going into that airport. And actually, it's not a controlled field, but you had the approach control, valley approach control. And I was on him going in. He cleared me to land on runway 13. Well, there are some people working on the runway at that time. And it had not been, it was no notams or anything, no notification. Well, it's a 9,000-foot runway, so I just went ahead and landed. Well, as a result of that, that was an incident that the FAA came in, and a lot of the reason, I think, is because it's me and people know who I am, and I've got a lot of enemies out there. And I went through this thing where they were going to cite me, and I said, oh, wait a minute. I was cleared to land, and it took me, and I'm a United States Senator, 4 months to get my voice recording. 4 months. Now, if it had been one of you guys, you might not have ever gotten it.
Right.
But it's very clear that I was cleared to land and all that. And then the other problems you have is started surfacing, gave rise to the necessity to introduce and pass the Pilots Bill of Rights 1, the first one. And that was successful. We had issues like deference issues that the NTSB, when you go to them, they just look at the FAA and they just rubber stamp what they did. And all of these things in the time, I remember getting a notification that we need to have your response within 10 days or we'll take action. Well, by the time I got it, there were 4 days left. They didn't tell me what it was that I was accused of doing. So I all of a sudden I realized, we had a bunch of bureaucrats, any one of which could have taken my license away, and I didn't do anything wrong. Now, they ended up making me do a check ride for remedial purposes, which I reluctantly did just to keep my license. So I chose the guy that had been my student to give me that check ride. that made me feel a little better.
Yeah.
But anyway, we went through the thing with the Pilots Bill of Rights, and it was successful. But there's a list of things that we mandated in that bill that did not become a reality in terms of the FAA. There are a lot of nice guys that we're dealing with there, but when it came down to the specifics, they weren't getting done. And so we introduced the Pilots Bill of Rights too. Now, this is the reason I give you that background. Most of the people who are out there, the thousands of pilots that are out there right now, think that the Pilots Bill of Rights 2 is now law. And it's not. Just that one provision, and that is the exemption for the third class medical. Now, that happens to be the most popular thing in the bill. But there are other things in the bill that need to be done. And so I'm going to give an in-depth presentation on that at 10 o'clock in, what does they call that, pavilion?
Yeah, Main Forums Pavilion 7, Honda's
main. The main?
We call it the main stage.
The main stage. Yeah, all right, the main
Forums
stage. But it's
7.
Number 7, though,
right.
Pavilion. That'll be at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And so I really hope that everyone will be there so that we can be specific. I'm going to have Kathy Yotis and a lot of people there with us. Of course, we'll have both EAA and AOPA there. And I just hope that we get people. That way they'll know what is left to be done, and they can be of great help to me, because I passed all this stuff out of the Senate on December the 15th, but it's still in the House. It is not passed yet, and so all we have to do, or they have to do, is get involved, and they can call their House members in Congress, and we can get the rest of these provisions done.
We can motivate them?
I was going to say we can raise heck.
Yeah, I know you can.
I was being a little nicer than that.
I know you can.
There are some times when nice just doesn't work.
Yeah, well, bureaucracies don't respond well to nice.
No,
yeah,
they don't.
Well,
it's inertia.
Yeah, but it is important. And I have to tell you guys that very likely the same thing will happen after this meeting is over, this Oshkosh is over, that happened right after we passed the Pilots Bill of Rights 1. We all got together and people would ask questions, well, why didn't you include this? Why didn't you include this? And so we put those things together and working through both the EAA and AOPA, coming up with a priority list of things that should be to ensure that pilots are treated and have the same access to the law that everybody else has. And so very likely that'll happen again, and we'll have a Pilots Bill of Rights 3. And I have to say this now, if it hadn't been for not just EAA, but also AOPA, we would not have gotten either the Pilots Bill of Rights 1 or the provisions of Pilots Bill of Rights 2, because a staff person who's with me, his name is Luke Holland, he's in the other room right now, he talked to you guys probably at least every other day. And when we had problems in an area with wanting to get one more vote, they're inundated with calls from pilots in that state or in that district. So it was a great joint effort. And if we end up doing a Pilots Bill of Rights 3, it's going to be necessary to do it. I'd encourage everyone to read on page 28 of this morning's paper. There's an op-ed piece that I put in there. Read particularly paragraph 4. And paragraph 4 will say what needs to be done is not done yet, is in the legislation that has passed the Senate, and that'll probably be worthwhile for them to read.
Oh, yeah. So it's nice to know we got a friend down there.
Well, you got lots of friends there. But it's... You know, it's a love of mine, because I've been doing this for 60 years, and in coming to these events and being interviewed up on the stand for 36 years now.
Wow. He's seen so many changes.
That's amazing. You know, the thing that cracks me up is, justice for all, and yet pilots seem to be singled out in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, thousands of automobile accidents happen every day. But somebody in an airplane dings a wingtip, and oh my God, it's a major event.
You're right, because that happened to me 2 weeks ago. I was leading a group in Oklahoma. Our biggest 4th of July fireworks is on a lake called Grand Lake in a certain area. And so we have a bunch of yaks, friends. I think we had 8 of them. And I led the group with my, I have some, I don't have just big planes. I got some small planes too, an RV-8 and also a Harman rocket.
Oh,
and
nice.
So I have an orange Harman rocket, and I went over, went down to kick off the display at about 300 miles an hour. It came up to land. There's a big black cloud right over the runway, and when I landed, and I had to come almost to a stop, this whoosh came across and blew my plane off the runway into the grass, damaging the left main gear. Well, by the reports that I've heard, I mean, I escaped death, and you know,
yeah.
I was doing dangerous things, and anyway, one of the things we're going to show by popular demand tomorrow at 10 o'clock is going to be the video that I used my last election a year ago, where. The only thing they had against me, they said, Inhofe, you're too old to be in the Senate. And I said, when I'm too old to fly upside down, then I'm too old to be in the Senate. And so we did a 30-second spot.
They're pretty much the same, huh?
Yeah. So we did a 30-second spot of me flying, you know, doing different things, and you'll enjoy that. We'll show it tomorrow.
Very cool. Well, we're wondering if you're giving rides up here this week. We'll go.
All right.
I was going to say, I love Harman rockets. That's a really cool airplane.
It really is. And they took the best features of the the RVs. Like they use the RV4's landing gear and the RV8's length. And then, of course, they had to expand it out to put an 0540 engine in instead of an 0360. And it performs a little faster, but the noise, it's the noise that I like.
Well, this is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie. You're listening to Senator Radio.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You're listening to Senator Jim Inhofe here, a friend of aviation, good guy all around. And this is EAA Radio.